This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you the exceptional Americans that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on, of course. We're here talking to you about what is happening with Donald Trump in Great Britain. There are just tons and tons and tons of protesters out there in the streets in London, and London Stan, as they say, because London has been sort of radically taken over. In London Stan, we've got a lot of people out there protesting Donald Trump. Go figure. And, of course, that's no big deal, right? I don't know. It's going to be interesting. The main reason, really, I think, why Brexit has come about, and this is Nigel Farage. Couple of things. There's two reasons, really, for the Brexit business, which, by the way, now remember, they voted on this, 2 years ago, and Nigel Farage was surprised that they won, actually, but they did. And now what this Brexit thing is it the British exit, okay, Brexit, from the European Union. All right, they want their autonomy back. Now, back in the day, see, most people have grown up with the European Union over the last 30 years, 20-some years, And they're saying, oh, well, you know, it's not a bit. By the way, it's, gosh, 2018. Wow. How interesting. Anyway, the, it's, you know, I'm aging up, and it's kind of like, it's, I've had a moment. I've had a senior moment. 2018, wow, a lot of things happening. Anyway, we've got the situation now where Brexit has it's coming home to roost in Great Britain. And you had a whole generation of Brits, if you will, that have grown up within the EU system since 1990, 91, 92. And in fact, I was there the night the borders actually went down, midnight, 10 minutes after midnight. I rolled into Zurich, Switzerland, and watched for myself as the border guard stood down for the very first train coming across the border. That is significant, ladies and gentlemen. That was really significant. And the border guard stood down. That was really weird. But anyway, all the druggies got off the train first. I mean, they were just obviously drug peddlers. They had made the beeline to the border, and they were in business. They were large and in charge and in business. No question about it. Anyway, so the EU, though, has been around for, and you have a whole generation of Brits that don't understand what free market capitalism would be about, because they've been actually, because of the great wealth of Great Britain, they have been a major funding source for the European Union, a socialist organization. And guess what? They've run out of other people's money at this point, as all good socialists know, right? Look at California. Look at what's been going on there with Jerry Brown, the totalitarian monster that he is, right? So, and of course, they're all related, all these globalists. This is how they roll. This is what they do. Free market capitalism, yet nine out of that's something that's just not for them. Freedom, oh no. Autonomy, oh no, can't have that. Can't have a constitution, declaration of it, and God-given rights. Oh, for God forbid you have God-given rights. All this is antithetical to the totalitarians and what they're trying to do. And of course, that's the EU has long been a nest for the totalitarians. Now, the European Union was constructed of a whole bunch of European countries that at the time when it was constructed, they all had their own interdependent and independent monetary systems. They all had their own money. Some of them still do. They've hung on to it. And that money is traded at a very low level. But they all went for the euro dollar. I'm sorry, the euro. Excuse me. Not I used to trade in euro dollars. I get that whole thing. So, but you know, I'm sorry, that's a little slip. But, you know, the euro was a developed as sort of the currency for a common European Union. That's really what that was. So now the pound sterling is going to come to the fore, and they're going to remonetize like they've never done before, and they're going to become their own back to an independent nation, Great Britain. It no longer a part of the European Union. And now this is the big connect the dot for everybody. This is the thing. The European Union, when you became a member of the European Union, you became a member in part of in a party to all of their laws and regulations that they would pass as a body collective. And so they basically have a monoparty unicameral system there in the European Union, which is really nothing more than a dictatorship. And representatives would come and speak at the European Union. And Nigel Farage was one of those representatives. Of course, he just blasted everybody in the European Union for their insignificance as socialists. And, of course, all of them were, everybody that was there. I mean, the scene of Nigel Farage speaking to all these folks is just absolutely amazing. And listening to Nigel Farage. But he was taking them on because he was realizing that the gig was starting to really turn bad for Great Britain, because the money was running out for Great Britain for paying the European Union, and these people were not cooperating. They were not pulling up their end economically as independent countries. Of course, they couldn't, because they were hornswoggled, if you will, by a system, a socialist communist system called the European Union. And because they were being terribly mismanaged and misgoverned. And one of the ways in which they were being misgoverned was, of course, their immigration policies. And again, every one of these countries had their own immigration policies beforehand. They always checked, I mean, they really, really, really had tight border security at each one of their countries. And in part, they did that because of all the warring and everything that's going on in Europe. I mean, Europe's not a big area. It's not a big landmass. And the wars, the histories of wars there. So anyway, but it was recognized that the money behind all this were just really coming from two major producing countries, Great Britain and Germany. And a lot of, in France to some degree. So a lot of these countries really started to fall into economic distress. Most notably were the so-called countries called the pigs, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain. They're all basically bankrupt. Now, Spain has got no excuses. They do actually manufacture things, and they should be. But again, in the socialist system, they were losing their butts, and they still are. And of course, all the other countries, they're broke. They're broke as a joke. Well, that's no good for Britain. Britain's saying, wait a minute, why should we give you all of our wealth as British? And then we have to take in all these immigrants that we didn't have to take in before, and they're ruining, hey, what about London, right? So they woke up, and they exited. They voted to exit from the European Union, and that's where they're at today. They're making the transition, and as that transition is starting to hit in places like London, in a generation of people who have only known nothing but the European Union, they don't know what freedom and liberty and economic opportunity is because they've been so dependent upon the government. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, we are back because we're burning down the house. Speaking about burning down. Did nearby fires cause mystery rashes? Now, for all of you that are into the chemtrail theories of thinking, this is from Rancho Cordova, CBS Sacramento. Did nearby fires cause mysterious rashes? Inquiring Agenda 21 folks want to know. Says the Rancho Cordova community is itching for answers after several neighbors reported getting rashes and what appears to be a bizarre allergic reaction. Many of the incidents happened last weekend at a time when several fires broke out nearby that made many wonder if the smoke in the air causing the complaints on their skin is the reason. Have we caught them in the act of chemtrailing us with carcinogens and other chemicals that have been floating down the sky? And then, of course, it gets on the plants and desiccates the plants and causes them to burn more rapidly. But in the smoke, you have the telltale chemicals from the chemtrails. And they do get on your skin. And they do create rashes. No, come on. That's just conspiracy thinking. Come on, Paul. You're a silly goose. There's no such things as chemtrails. There's no such things as geoengineering, climate engineering. Nah, come on. So anyway, these people are really kind of ticked about this whole notion, and I really can't blame them. You know, it's what's going on here? We're going to find out. Let's see if we can get this thing to play right, though. I like it when you call it up and it doesn't play. That's always the best sign. Okay, so then, all right. You guys had your moment. And here we go. We're going to try it another way. We'll try it right off of Drudge. How about that one? Ah, here we go. We're going to try Drudge here to see if we can get something going. We're gonna go through another different channel altogether. Wow, these rashes on these people are just horrific. Anyway, see if we've got this thing. Do we have something here? Okay, we got a commercial. We got to do the commercial thing first before we get down to it. Now, anyway, these rashes, the pictures are horrific. And this smoke gets in your eyes. No, that's a song. My skin was getting tight and swollen. And I was constantly itching my neck, said Jenny Matramoris. Jenny Matramoris made those statements. So here we go. I think we're getting to it right now. Here we go.
Tonight, after several neighbors reported getting rashes and what appears to be a bizarre allergic reaction.
I was burning, itching, scratching, blisters all over my face, all over my chest, all over my my neck.
Many of the incidents happened last weekend at a time when several fires broke out nearby. So that made many people wonder, was there something in the air?
CBS 13's Sharon Roget joins us live in studio now after trying to find out if the smoke in the air caused the complaints and what was happening on their skin.
Yeah, Tony and Adrian, it really is bizarre. And it started with one neighbor taking to Facebook to share her experience. She got so many others chiming in saying they too had a strange reaction. And some raised the question whether poison oak could have played a role in this rash. One expert say it's possible.
Ah, poison oak.
My skin was getting tight and swollen and a bit itchy. I remember rubbing my hands and rubbing my feet, and I was just constantly itching my neck.
Jenny Matamoros took to Facebook with this photo showing the shocking skin rash she got Friday night just hours after returning home from a barbecue.
It can't be something I ate because we haven't eaten in hours. And so that's when I wondered if anybody else in the area is feeling the same thing.
Overwhelmed by the dozens of comments she got, several people who live near her Rancho Cordova neighborhood of Stone Creek sharing these photos with similar reactions.
I was burning, itching, scratching, blisters all over my face, all over my chest, all over my my neck.
Tamara Steinhoff said she went for a walk Friday. When she came back to work,
I started burning, feeling like I was itching. My throat was starting to close. Felt like my tongue was swelling. I couldn't breathe.
With grass fires popping up in that area over the last few weeks, many wondered if poison oak could be a cause.
Poison oak can travel through the air. The allergens are so strong that that's enough exposure to create an allergic response.
Dermatologist Dr. Emmanuel Mavarakis says poison oak reactions typically happen 24 to 48 hours after exposure.
Absolutely. If somebody's close to a fire, if somebody's in contact with poison oak, it's absolutely a possibility that.
But Metro Fire says their crews have not been affected.
None of our firefighters have experienced any kind of the rashes being described by some of the people in the neighborhoods.
Yet Steinhoff's doctor gave her these meds.
He gave me prednisone, and in the parentheses, the prednisone actually says reaction to poison oak.
A mysterious rash of rashes, making many question what's in the air.
So I thought I was the only one, and I was kind of, you know, glad to see that there was other people. That way that maybe we can figure out what it is and it's not just a fluke.
Again, the exact cause of these rashes is still not determined. Dr. Mavarakis says sun exposure could also be a factor. He says the best defense if you notice any skin irritation is to wash it off quickly, apply a cold compress, speak to a dermatologist, of course, and avoid additional sun exposure. But really strange.
Right. The not knowing part, too. Where did
Absolutely.
I get this?
Yeah. I think a lot of folks were asking these questions, and hopefully they'll get some clarity.
Sure.
Ah, clarity. Could it have been various chemicals that have been sprayed overhead? Is a question. You know, that's a real question. Real question. But, you know, a little bit of backdoor information for you. That poison oak does do this. And if you've ever had poison oak, you know what I mean. Poison oak. But I got to tell you, the pictures are compelling. I mean, major blistering going on with some people. I've never seen poison oak with that kind of blistering going on. And people's reaction to it. So the social media network cannot be denied in this case. Is it because of chemtrailing? This is the world we live in. And, you know, I have several listeners who contribute to a lot of things about, well, you know, some really far-out stuff that's actually true. And you'd be surprised what we get here in our studio in information that we get about these kind of aerial spraying, this kind of aerial spraying that goes on. Very, very typical in Northern California to see this aerial spraying. And, of course, the net effect is desiccation of plant life. But also, if it's desiccation of plant life, that means that it sets off the plant life for instant, explosive, I guess you can say, fires. And, of course, that's what we saw, what was going on down there in Santa Rosa, right? Just one little place. But my point is, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very important point, is that what are we being sprayed? What's being sprayed overhead? And does it contribute to things like these rashes that we're talking about? Now, it's kind of interesting. The ancient, I shouldn't say, the Aztecs and the Incas used to use peppers in a very, very cruel way, so to speak. You know, the peppers, the red peppers, chili peppers, all those. All these little yellow, green, red peppers that are, like, really hot. Well, of course, the chemical in there is very important. You don't want to rub your eyes when you're eating these peppers, right? Because what happens? Now, back in the day, it's kind of interesting. I being a botanist and everything, biologist and botany is one of my big deals. The Incas and the Aztecs, they all understood the value of these peppers and what they could do. Now, peppers are New World cultivars. You don't find peppers such as what we have here in the Western Hemisphere in other parts of the world. All you guys out there in the rest of the world that are eating these chilies, you get the heritage comes from the New World. Well, it's kind of interesting. They used to use these things in strange ways. Actually, the cannibalistic Indians of the New World, when they really wanted to flavor their victims, they used to chisel out big chunks of their tissue and stuff it with peppers. And then let the person live for a day or so, and then kill them and cook them. Nothing like marinated human being, right? We'll be back.
on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I know it's kind of a grisly little story there, but it's very true about peppers. New world cultivars and old world cultivars. And why are peppers called peppers in the new world? Because peppers were being utilized. They were being utilized very similar to what we were talking about with black peppers from the old world. Yeah. Anyway, that's why they call it peppers. Okay, Gingrich calls out remarkable hypocrisy from the left on immigration. Listen to this. If we can get it to do its right thing here. Here we go.
Ronald Reagan would have picked up the first time he saw a child crying on television. He would have acted. How much damage was done to the president through this, whether it was deserved or undeserved? Optics matter. What do you think?
Look, I think it hurt him briefly. I think he figured out that there was not a sustainable policy. He signed an executive order. Oddly enough, the very Democrats who wanted him to act came back immediately and didn't like the fact that he acted. But the president has the right position, which is, yes, we want to keep children with their families, but we also want to control the border. The Democrats want to use the children as an excuse to go to an open border where tens of millions of people could flood into the U.S. Remember, there's been a huge increase because of the cartels right. And because of the Mexican government. There's been an enormous increase in the number of people coming out of Central America. And even the Obama administration right. Had a zero tolerance policy. And you can find quote after quote of the Obama administration leadership saying we're not going to let people come across the border illegally.
Right, and so the president signed the executive order, and what it does is it asks the attorney general to try to modify the court order. This is the same battle that the Obama administration fought and lost when they tried to jail families for more than 20 days. The judge said you just can't do that, and that's what brings us to today. And you just mentioned the former president and some of his quotes. We've got one from Facebook.
This is President Obama. He wrote, "To watch those families broken apart in real time puts to us a very simple question. Are we a nation that accepts the cruelty of ripping children from their parents' arms? Or are we a nation that values families and works to keep them together? Do we look away, or do we choose to see something of ourselves and our children?"
I think he was talking about National Refugee Day there.
But was he referring to this policy in particular?
It came out on National Refugee Day.
What's your reaction?
Look, it's his administration. His administration, in response to a huge increase in the number of people coming out of Central America and the deliberate development by the drug cartels of human trafficking on a large scale, his administration announced a zero tolerance policy. I mean, he should have talked to his Homeland Security secretary. So there's a certain amount of really remarkable hypocrisy on the left right now. And no indication, by the way, that Chuck Schumer, for example, the Democratic leader, has any interest in fixing the law to help these children. He just wants to attack. And by the way, the Democrats introduced a bill, and all of them co-sponsored it, so badly written that it will be a major liability in the campaign this fall, because it basically provides for open borders. And all of the Democrats up for re-election co-sponsored it. None of them will be able to defend it.
But Newt, if something comes out of the House and moves to the Senate and it has some sort of protection for the Dreamers, wouldn't that be hard for the Democrats not to vote for?
No. The Democrats will say if it has the wall in it, we won't vote for it. Look, the level of dishonesty and the level of just brutal partisanship we're now living through is exactly what you get when you have this scale of change in the political structure. These were all Democrats who were prepared to work with Hillary Clinton, who are now prepared to fight literally all the way to the end against Donald Trump. No matter what Trump does, they're going to attack him for it. And they're going to try to avoid helping. I think it's going to cost them 6 to 8 seats in the Senate by the time this is over this fall.
That would put them over. That would put them right around 60. And Newt, there's two measures going to be working their way through the House today. Will either one of them get through?
Maybe. I think it depends. I think there's real anger in the House right now. There's a real sense that this thing is totally messed up. There's a sense of really worrying about what the Senate will do or not do. I mean, I was up on the Hill yesterday talking to members, and several said to me, look, I'm willing to vote for this, and I'm going to get beaten up by anti-immigrant activists for even having anything in here that's positive about immigration, even though it does include the wall. They said what really gets to me is if I take this hard vote and then the Senate does nothing. He said, well, I'm getting beaten up for having achieved nothing.
Right.
And I think that's a real problem. And I want to come back to the real debate in this country is simple. Do you think the United States has the right to have a border that it protects? Or do you think we should have open borders and have 20 or 30 or 40 million people come here without any kind of vetting, without any kind of looking at who they are? Obviously, there are Democrats who believe they ought to have open borders. We ought to have that straight-up debate as a country.
Yeah, you know? Nancy Pelosi with homeless.
Make it very clear. This is the real choice.
And Nancy Pelosi with homeless everywhere says basically let everybody in.
They're going to take the votes this afternoon. Let's see what they do. Newt, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi, let everybody in. Let everybody in. Yeah. And look at California today. Oh, that's why we have New California. I'm sorry. That's why we have New California. I like that little intro for us. This whole immigration debate and the uproar over this and what the Democrats are doing. And they're, you know, and Newt Gingrich makes a good... Listen, I'm not a... I'm not 100% supporter of Newt Gingrich, just to let you know. I have disagreements with him, but he does offer a fair amount of insight. And I think this was very well done, and especially with him talking about the Democratic position right now, that they had expected that Hillary Clinton would have won the election. Now, haven't we heard this before? This is where you get the struck thing. Struck, lock, P, page and all that crap. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's where we get this. They were all prepared for the globalist onslaught to take over the country, through and through. They have everything set up within the legislature, within the bureaucracies, and all they needed was the president to be Hillary Clinton, and it would be complete. They even had California, which they needed. Now they're losing California because New California is going to be, well, it gave rise to New California. That's really what's happening here. It's going to continue to happen. It's not stopping. The cat is out of the bag. And this is the thing that they don't understand. But actually, some of their leaders understand it. They get it. New California is a constitutional movement that's working. It's the only one. They've tried other things. They tried the Draper thing. Look what's happened to that. We told you what was going to happen to that, and it happened. Dead on arrival. No. It's not even dead on arrival. It's dead at the scene. It was dead at the scene. And the scene being when he first approached the Secretary of State. Rule number one when you're forming a new state in the United States of America is follow the guidebook, known as the Constitution. That's rule number one. Draper dropped the ball. And the other movements out there also, they dropped the ball. In fact, they did it wrong. They've all done it wrong. The only one that's doing it right is New California. What's the secret? The secret is in the sauce, right? The secret is in the instruction manual, the Constitution. That's the secret. That's all I can say. And it's working. And what's working for us is there's going to be a different Congress. There's going to be a different Senate. You heard what Newt Gingrich said. They're going to pick up 6 or 7 Senate seats this year. 6 or 7. They could be at 60. Wouldn't that be interesting that 6 or 7 Senate seats, they get up to 60? And we have even 61 with the vice president as a vote. And then all of a sudden, the House changes. There could be as many as 4 Republican House of Representatives seats picked up in California. Right now, we only have 14. It could be up to 18. Oh, watch out. Now, what that does is gives a clear majority for the House and for the Senate. And later on with New California, as New California goes through the Congress, guess what? The votes will be there for New California. All you need to do is follow the manual to get you there. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn. concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Okay, so, all right, the biologist has come out now in me, and you're all wondering about chili peppers and why you can marinate human beings, and the cannibals did that, and they also, by the way, if you were a woman back in the day and you were looking at another man, the husband would rub his wife's eyes with chili peppers. Never to look again. And, of course, if there was... with an affair going on, well, they would rub them in other places. That's a fact. That's just giving you a little bit of history. Anyway, chili peppers contain capsaicin. You've heard of this before. And, of course, they're New World cultivars, and they became available worldwide through the, what was known back in the day as a Colombian exchange, in which New World and Old World plant life came together. I used to teach this stuff. That was after Cristobal Colom came on the scene in 1492, and these things were discovered, and they were taken back. They were actually taken back to the old world. So the Colombian exchange took place between the 15th and 16th century. A lot of plants came from the new world. Potatoes, anyone? Potato famine. Ah. Anyway, chilies are part of the nightshade family, and they contain capsaicin. And it's... you know, actually, it's been used as a food and also as a medicine, believe it or not. There's a lot of New World cultivars that were discovered that could be used as medicines and also preservatives and so on. In fact, I was telling you earlier that black peppers were used as preservatives in the Old World, and black peppers were then brought over here and grown as trees. Have you ever seen a pepper tree? We used to have one, a couple of them actually, in our lot in Orange County. It's kind of interesting. My mother would go out and get the peppers and grind them. And man, were they peppers. Fresh off the tree. Were they peppers? She dried them and then ground them up. Man, were they really good. They were real peppers. But they were used, and the New World peppers were, as the chilies anyway, were called peppers by the explorers because they had the same kind of... preservative value and others, the taste and so on of the black pepper. So they gave it the same name. That's how it got pepper to pepper. Anyway, but it's interesting what happened. This goes back to 1492, and from 1492 and the discovery of the New World in a large way. And I'm not going to get into the debate about who discovered the New World, but it was absolutely Cristobal Colom, that set the stage. And, of course, Queen Isabella and so on. And Ferdinand, big statue of Queen Isabella in the California Rotunda of the state capitol. I wonder why. Gets you thinking, doesn't it? Well, anyway, so the Colombian Exchange, which was interesting, and we used to talk about this all the time, about the influence of the Colombian Exchange and how important it was on things like immigration. Yeah, this was the widespread, I'm going to read this from Wikipedia. It says the Colombian Exchange was a widespread transfer of plants, animals, culture, and human populations, technology, and ideas between the Americas and the Old World in the 15th and 16th centuries. Old World meaning Europe and Asia. Okay, they were not connected. Like right now, we have airplanes and we have ships and we have submarines. We got it all. Spaceships, in fact, that go across the world, okay? But back in the day, you had big oceans that separated. And these three tiny little ships, the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria, go floating across the ocean because they thought the world, at the time, the world was flat. The Catholic Church is really pushing the flat world thing. Wonder where that is coming out. The world is flat, you know, as they say. I don't know, I've been up to 42,000 feet before. It looks pretty round. Doesn't look flat to me. Anyway, so but this is what was going on. Now, it says invasive species, including communicable diseases, were a byproduct of the exchange. The changes in agriculture significantly altered and changed global populations. The most significant immediate impact of the Columbian Exchange was the cultural exchanges and the transfer of people between continents. Now, I'm going to get into this. I mean, obviously, people started to come across the ocean from Europe and settle in the Western Hemisphere. They were settlers. They were explorers. They wanted freedom and liberty. And in fact, they were spreading not just in the United States. A lot of people just, you know, because we're so U.S. central here, centrist, if you will, in the United States of America, we just think, oh, everybody came here to from Europe. Well, that's not true. Everybody went to Mexico. Large European populations settling in Mexico, Spanish in particular, in Central America and South America. These were all the New World people. We talk about the New World Order. The New World Order has already been set with all the explorers and everybody that came from Europe into, and I know this setup sets the stage, if you will, for the thinking of the indigenous people movement, a communist movement, that the evil white man, by the way, the indigenous people's movement came from the thinking of Karl Marx, an evil white man, right? Now it's being used against everybody else as a manipulation and a tool, primarily of United Nations Agenda 21. So the European exchange, the worldwide exchange, the Columbian exchange, because we are considered to be Columbia, says the new world contact, or they said the new contact between the global population circulated a wide variety of crops and livestock, which supported increases in population in both hemispheres, although diseases initially caused precipitous declines in the numbers of indigenous peoples of the Americas. Traders returned to Europe with maize, corn in other words. Corn is a new world cultivar. Potatoes, a new world cultivar. Tomatoes, new world cultivar. They didn't have them in Europe until they came here. They became very important crops in the 18th century of Europe. The term was first used in 1972 by American historian Alfred W. Crosby in his environmental book, The Columbian Exchange. It was rapidly adopted by other historians and journalists. And I used to teach this. This is an environmentalist thing, but this is actually, I think, a pretty good representation. He published the Columbian Exchange book, which covers the environmental impact of Columbus landing in the New World. The term has become popular among historians, blah, blah, blah. The influence, four plants native to the Americas have spread around the world, potatoes, maize, tomato, and tobacco. That's the other thing. Tobacco spread from the New World. Says that potatoes were not grown outside of South America in the 1500s. By the 1840s, Ireland was so dependent on them. Ireland and the Irish potato famine. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, I bleed biologist, of course. I've been scratched. I'm bleeding out. Because, you know, this is big stuff. Big stuff. Old world versus new world. Animals that have came across from old world to new world, by the way. Let's see. Cat, cattle, chicken, donkey, goat, guinea fowl, honeybee, European honeybee, other wild and domesticated species already were present, but the European honeybee in particular, that's the one that pollinates everything. Horse, rabbit, pig, sheep, water buffalo. Oh, how about this one? From New World to Old, alpaca, guinea pig, llama, muscovoy, duck, and turkey. How about some plants? I'm telling you, I've scratched into the... you've tapped into it now. How about plants? Old World to New World, almond, apple, apricot, asparagus, banana, barley, basil, cooking bananas anyway, beetroot, and so on. How about these for plants? Old World, New World to Old World, agave, allspice, let's see, avocado, bell pepper, let's see, what else, cashew, I'm skipping, chili pepper, cocoa bean, you know, for chocolate, yeah, chocolate, bearberry, cranberry, what else, some of the coriander, guava, sunflower, maize, meaning corn, prickly pear, oh my God, papaya, passion fruit, peanut, pecan, pineapple, pumpkin, quinoa, Steva. I'm sorry. I've just sort of lost it as a biologist. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And listen, stay strong, America. Stay strong. And remember, visit newcaliforniastate.com. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.